A small argument breaks out among our contingent. No one can agree on a plan. Down on the plain, I see those hideous wraiths, the tree that carries Eugenia's soul. But I also feel my mother, Circe, Miss Macleady, Pippa, Amar. So many names, so much lost. Centuries of fighting, and for what, I say. Today it ends. I can't live in fear any longer. I've cursed this power. I've both enjoyed and misused it, and I've hidden it away. Now I must try to wield it correctly, to marry it to a purpose, and hope that is enough. A centaur starts to speak, but Philon silences him with a single finger held high. Dr. Van Ripple told me that an illusion works because people want to believe in it. Very well, then. Let's give them what they want, I say. Philon's eyes narrow.
What is your plan?
They are looking for the chosen one. What if she is everywhere at once? What if I can cast my image on the ledge of this mountain and farther afield? They'll see me at every turn. And how will they make a sacrifice of someone who does not exist? Philon rubs a hand thoughtfully across those thin lips.
Clever but risky, priestess. And what if we are discovered?
We only need enough time to confuse them while we draw closer to the tree and take it down.
And what of the dagger?
Felicity asks. Leave that to me, I say.
How do we know that chopping down the tree will end this?
A centaur asks. We don't, I say, but it's the best we have if everyone is in agreement. There are nods and eyes all around. Mr. Falson, Felicity, you will lead the charge. Anne, I say, looking at her brave face, try to get Wendy away from that beastly poppy warrior.
And me?
Kartik asks. Stay with me. Someone shall have to look out for Amar. He is very powerful, I say sadly.
Gemma, we are to be fighting side by side,
he says, and I know he's thinking of his dream. It was only a dream, I say, swallowing hard, waiting for him to say his bit like a joke we'll carry on long after this is finished. But he only nods, and that adds to my fright.
What if they should find you after all?
Philon asks. I shall die here. My soul will be forever lost to the Winterlands. The realms and our world will be ruled by the Winterlands creatures. You mustn't try to save me. Get to the tree. Take it down. I can't say whether this is a good plan or not, but we must do something, and we can only accomplish it together. I put out my hand. It is the longest moment of my life, the waiting. Kartik places his hand on mine. Felicity and Anne follow quickly. Philon's long fingers come down next. Bessie and Falson, the Hajin, the centaurs, the forest folk. Hand over hand, we join together, every last one of us. I must concentrate hard to keep away all thoughts but my own. It would be easy for the thoughts of the Winterlands creatures to intrude, for the tree to slip inside my mind. I feel the magic flow from me into the others, one by one, and when I open my eyes, it is like standing in a carnival's hall of mirrors. Everywhere I look, we are the same. Everyone wears my face. How will they find the chosen one if we are all chosen? We've no time to rethink it now, I say. We will be discovered any moment. Let's not be taken unawares.